Good, Jerry Nadler cheers FBI raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago. By Jacob Bliss on August 9, 2022. New York Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler, the House Judiciary Committee chairman who helped bring impeachment against former President Donald Trump, cheered the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago, the home of the former president. Good. Nadler's official Twitter account said, exclamation mark included, on Monday night. Nadler was responding to a breaking news tweet from the New York Times saying the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, which was described as Trump's private club and residence in Palm Beach, Florida. On Monday night, the former president, in a lengthy statement, was the first to confirm the FBI raid of his home in Palm Beach. These are dark times for our nation, as his home is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, he said in a written statement. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. The raid was reportedly focused on documents that Trump allegedly took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. The report claimed that some of the material allegedly taken included classified information. However, in an interview in May with Breitbart News's Christina Wong, Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said the claims that classified materials were found at Mar-a-Lago are misleading since the documents were actually already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Many others responded to the raid, angered at the abuse of power from the FBI and the Democrats. Donald Trump Jr., the eldest child of the former president, also reacted by saying the Democrats are openly targeting their political enemies. President Joe Biden's out-of-control DOJ is ripping this country apart with how they're openly targeting their political enemies, Trump Jr. stated on social media. This is what you see happen in third-world banana republics. Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the FBI's outrageous raid an abuse of power that must stop and would stop by electing Republicans in November. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Countless times we have examples of Democrats flouting the law and abusing power with no recourse, McDaniel added. Democrats continually weaponize the bureaucracy against Republicans. In fact, Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini, who is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District, called for an emergency legislative session to amend the state's laws on federal agencies and to sever all ties with DOJ immediately. Any FBI agent conducting law enforcement functions outside the purview of our state should be arrested upon sight, Sabatini said in a fiery statement following the raid. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.